in a nutshell, there are two ways of experiencing life. You can experience on the level of choices. This is an apple, this is bacon, this is yeast that growing, can do anything in the world. Or you can, mamish, have connected to life beyond all the boundaries. And you know what it is? Himlach as well, Behira, there is by choice, or deeper than choice, I can connect my hero, my deepest thinking, to the deepest depths of life. You know, I can walk around deep thinking the whole time about money. I can walk around thinking instant the whole time about Paris. Or I can mamash connect the inside of me, my hero, the deepest inside thought, to how beautiful life is, how beautiful people are. You know something? I can walk around, the whole world is blowing, and I walk around angry. Everything is bad. I don't like the trees, I don't like the flowers, I don't like the streets, I don't like the people. I can walk around, mama shining in the deepest, deepest, deepest way. I want you to know, if you do something which absolutely takes the deepest depths out of you, when you're doing it, your mama shines. I want you to know the first three men that were shining was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Gevalt was at heart for them. You know, Gevalt was at heart for them to break away from paganism. One in the world. What's going on? Shy of that. Okay, keep going. Is it your friend, Barbara? Yeah. Then we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 6. Okay, thank you so much for coming. No wonder everybody was so sad. Okay, here, friends. I just really want you to know the deepest way. Who was the first woman who did something and it took everything out of her? Mamish, everything out of her. When our Holy Mother Rochel gave over this morning to Yaakov, to Leah, right? Gevalt, can you imagine how much she was shining the next day? I want you to know, friends, the choice is, do you want to walk around, your whole life is not glowing? You want to walk around being angry at the world all the time, saying Rosh Hashanah and everyone, and on God and everything? Oh, mamish, listen to your kidneys. You know when you need your kidneys? I don't need my kidneys to eat apples, right? When it comes to dairy, want to do something very about, you need a lot of guts to do it. You need, mamish, my kidneys. My right kidney to give this man. I want you to know something. You know, again here, you know, the deepest question in the world, what are you connected to? And here, I want you to know, it's so deep, You know, everybody has something which is beyond my choice. Is it connected to God's, is my way connected to God's head, or is it disconnected? So remember, ear is Yud K, and then hey. That means my hey, which is actually my actions, you know, well, it's what's shining into me, and hey is the way I'm expanding it. But you know what I'm doing? I'm expanding it before I have even choice. Because I'm so connected to it. I tell you as an example. I have a good friend, right? I tell this person, can you give me $1,000? Can you give me $10,000? Each time by choice they're giving it to me. My children ask me something. It's even before I give it to them, I have no choice. Sure, I give it to them. You know, if my whole being is connected to something else. You know, I've taken the truth, I once saw a movie. It was unbelievable. It was one of the Charlie Chaplin movies. And it was half and half. On one half, you saw the priest talking. On the other half, you saw what he was really thinking about. It was just 10 minutes, but it was so funny. You know, he's reading the Bible, talking about God, and he was thinking the whole time, tonight I'm going to have some steak and some bacon and some wine. And see, the whole time, you know, friends, the deepest question is, before we stand on Mount Sinai, not what you're doing. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about what you're thinking? Where is the deepest depth? Where, to what is the deepest depth of you connected? And the deepest depths also, not only your soul, your whole being. Your whole being. You know what the manna did when we ate manna? You know what it did to us? Not only it cured our body, it connected every cell of my body to the deepest depth. Because the Torah is not only given to my head, the Torah is given to my entire being. Now listen to this deepest depth. Yisrochah is actually born by there, but it is because of the Baruchah of the Baruch. And here I want you to something so deep. Maybe when you daven, doesn't have to be buried. Sometimes good you daven buried. The Baruchah, you know, unless you give it on the level of buried, it's a waste of time. Blessing, where do we go to the Tzaddikim to bless him? Because for them everything is very, you know. Maybe we daven very on Yom Kippur. The Amshna was in the Tesha Hakuni with Boy, remember? You think he's dying, right? Very. Well, you know, I had the privilege when the old Tzaddikim came to America. So, I had the privilege of being there in the morning sometimes when he's out. How do we say the brachos in the morning? Sweet, right? It was awesome. It was awesome. Not to be believed. Don't you know something? The sun has a lot of light. And here comes the deepest depth. The moon only picks up that very of the sun. Very. There is a great light in the world, which doesn't show you where the apples are, because the moon doesn't show you anything. It's still dark. You know what the moon does to you? Very. So deep. At night, I'm only connected to the people I love very much. Remember learning it? During the day, I can bear just sitting with somebody I can't stand. The less it gets at night, the less I can stand, right? You know what Digamore says? The night is only for learning. You know what it means? The people who are not very much into learning, they go to sleep. And the people who are very much, you know how special the nights are. My mother says, real wisdom, you can only learn at night. While others sleeping, and you're learning. Why am I not sleeping? Because I'm so much. So you hear, friends, this is the deepest steps. On Pesach, God connected me to this deeper than choice. You know the way I'm expanding it? The way I'm expanding it, I'm putting the berry into my choice. I'm expanding the hay into my bowl. You know, friends, I can spend my whole life like it's Wednesday. I can spend my whole life like it's Simchas Torah and Yom Kippur. I want you to know, it says in Zohar in Avraham Avinu, every day was Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Roshon, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, and Purim. How much every day? How much every day? Want you know something, friends? The difference between a slave and a free person is the slave is working for somebody else. I want you to know, if you live your whole life, but it doesn't touch you inside, you're also working for somebody else. You're not, where's your real, the inside of you? Where's the inside of the inside of you? So Pesach begins, Mamish, I'm doing something for the inside of the inside of me. Well, what's the first thing I'm doing? I'm connecting my hira, my inside God, the inside of the inside, to the highest place in the world. Okay, friends, first thing I want to Mamish Benin, I'm a woman.
We have started a morning minyan, so we're now davening in the morning. So we're having a little breakfast. It's very kabbal, very sweet. The davening is very holy to its task. Okay, the holiness.
Before I say anything else, I want you to know you have no idea how much I miss everyone that's taking days of prayer. I tell you something, without saying anything bad, you know, the Shinola, it's not that everybody knows it. I'm coming to Aruba, and I thought, Gewalt, we shall Pesach night. Gewalt, tonight we'll have Mamish. You know, there was a story of habits by the Holy Sansa. We shall Pesach night. It was so clear to them, they're crossing the Red Sea, that when people danced, they were holding off their kapote because the Mamish thought they were walking through the water. It was so... They were holding on their kapotes, they thought, this, I don't want to make it wet from the sea, right? They had a lecture on nutrition. I have nothing against nutrition. You know, You know, after Marv, I said, what's happening tonight? I was ready for the high revelation. I said, oh, tonight we have this lecture on nutrition. So you must have seen from the inside of my outside face. He says, no, 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 this is only, after that you can have a little surprise. So after that, I walk in there, there were seven people snoring, because they snored already from the nutrition. and now it's time to go through the Red Sea, you know. First is friends, you know, you're tired. Keep your head story. The second night was a gewalt, was a big talk about heart transplant. Because is there a better time to talk about the last day of Pesach, you know? You need a little transplant back from Matzah to Chometz, right? And after that, there were seven people left. And so I thought to myself, gewalt. You know what it is? And you know, without saying anything, they're mamish, all religious people. It was all Gladkush. And you know, there are people who die a million times. God forbid that Pesach shouldn't be understood. What's about crossing the Red Sea? What's about the last day of Pesach? The last day of Pesach? Awesome. Anyway, I want you to know, friends, I missed you all the most. So you hear, friends, Sfiras Ha'ayma is, and here I want you to know something. Oh, this is mamash, so absolutely. When we cross the Red Sea, it says, Vayoshev Ha'yomla Esonai, and the ocean went back, Laisona to its old strength. It means it was water again, flowing. Because if you remember, the way we walked through the Red Sea were tunnels. We didn't walk on top of the water. There were tunnels. Remember? There were 12 tunnels. Because it was the mikveh for all the Eden. One night. All of Israel went through the mikveh. Awesome. And the water was like glass. You could see each other. One tribe could wave to the other. You know? Out and we went through the water, and then when the water became water again, that's the ordinary test. The Gemara says that it's so nice, it's nice. It went back to its original, had a little covenant with God, because when God created the ocean, God said to the ocean, if you don't split open on the seventh day, you'll start being an ocean. I will return you into nothing. Meaning to say, when God created the world, it was already conditioned that at that very moment, the ocean has to make place for Eden to walk through. So then the deepest question is, when did the ocean fulfill this condition? When it split open, not when it returned back. And the Torah said, and the ocean went back to its original condition. This level has went back, and in a nutshell. You know, as I begin saying, a lot of us have very high about experience. The next day we go back the way we were before. The worst thing was, you know what the Torah said? The ocean, even as it went back, it never came back. Yes, when you look at the ocean, you think it's just water. The ocean is splitting open every second. Wow. Do you know what happened? Why did the ocean turn over for the Eden? You know what the Zohar Kodesh says? Because the ocean looked at the heathen, and the ocean saw those heathen, the vow that they turn over for God's name. The vow for God, they are. The way did you change every split second? Every split second. And here I have to add something very special, which I mentioned to some of you a lot of times, but maybe it's said enough in the world, the ger, the convert, is called ger, the convert. You know what the convert means? First of all, the chair, and now it's a table, right? I convert a house for it, or a hut in a house. I think I said it. You know what the ger really means? The convert means I took something which wasn't there and changed it. Stupid. You know what ger, the word ger means? Ger means to drag behind God. What are we Jews all about? We are dragging behind God. You know, by Yitzhak it says, how is it? It says, Vayeshev Yitzhak Bikor, Yitzhak lived in the city of Kor. And everybody knows, as the Torah tells it to us, was it very important if it lived in Manhattan or in the Bronx, right? What? The Torah, every letter. The Zohar says, Kor, comes from the word Kor. If you ask Yitzhak, where do you live? What's the address? I don't know. I'm slapping behind God. I'm dragging behind God. It's an unbelievable different sensation. You know, that means when a person decides, you know what that means? I'm mamish and ready to give everything up to God. I need to drag behind God. So the ocean saw that those people are unbelievable. They're ready to do anything for God. The ocean says, if they do everything for God, I want to do everything for God. I want you to know something clear in all this form. Nature is absolutely ready to do what you're doing. Someone can say, you know, nature is against me. Nature is not against you. Nature is very, very sensitive. Nature is the holiest thing in the world. Gebal, right? What's nature all about? Basically, nature is the most... Why is it when a person feels slow and bad and disgusted and angry, take a walk in the forest? Because basically, nature is untouched by the tree of life, of knowledge. Nature is nature, right? The way it is, the way God created it. It's only us human beings who are a little bit perverted. And we said enough, if the world is perverted, it's because of us. You know that before Cain killed Abel, there was not one animal who would touch another animal. It's an unbelievable message. And the animals saw that one brother killed the other. They said that one human being can kill another human being, why shouldn't we kill each other? And you know what the animals said to God? At least a lion doesn't kill another lion. The tiger doesn't kill it. Kill somebody else. And they said before God, as low as a human being, they'll never be. Because one human being kills another human being. You only kill somebody who's not the same as him. It's an awesome method. Cutting right through all of civilization. Awesome. But it is like, we affect nature. So the first time he affected nature, he conservated. And here comes Chodesh Tev, after we conservate. Every tree says Gebal. If the Yidden have the power that the inside should shine into the outside, I want to do the same thing. I'm an apple tree. I don't want to sit there, look like I'm worn out and dead. I want to shine. And here, I want you to know something awesome. Blessing everyone. Iyor is the initials of the words Ani Hashem Rafa. I'm the God who heals. What is a sick person? A sick person is somebody who's outside, not connected. God forbid, if somebody's foot is not connected to the inside, right? The foot is saying that you can move your foot. About. So Iyar is the month of the deepest healing in the world. Because Iyar is the month when everything inside is mum shining into the outside. So now listen to this. This is Mamish Chazal. Who are the first people getting hold of them? People leave me now. I can't talk to you so long. Everybody's asking me where you are, getting letters from the four corners of the world. Can you give one of them, give Naomi some of your number, yeah? Of course, yeah? And we thank you for coming. You hear, friends, who were the first three people in the world who connected the world, the outside to the inside? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, right? So, Iyo is Rosh Tevis, Aleph, Yud, Yud, it's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And then the Resh is our mother Roch, it's awesome. Iyo is the initials, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Roch. Because this happened, four people, like nobody in the world, who were shining the inside to the outside. Okay, now listen to me. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Avraham, what did Avraham do? I've lost showing you. So what do you want to see?
Huh?
Manishma.
What was
it? Yeah?
Thank you.
Gerald. Give me your number.
Give my regards.
To your Holy Father. His father has the best bakery for their class. And the last time I was there, Thursday night, Mamish, I went with the car to his father, and Mamish gave us so much cake. Not for one Moshav, for all the Moshavim in Israel. And Mamish gave out. They said to me, one thing, you better call my son. So I'm going back Monday, and I realized, give out, I didn't call his son. He didn't tell me, give me back all the cake I gave you. So, מה אתה רוצה שאני אגיד לו? אתה חי וקיים.
אחי, חי וקיים, עושה, משתדל לעשות את רצונו, ו...
אתה מוכרח לרוץ כבר, כן?
כן.
אין לך כוח.
בואו.
אתה מבין להגדיד או לא? תעשו חצי.
אבל גם. תן
לב. גבל. כל מה שבו, רק רואה את זה. אוקיי, תעשה לי, אני אהיה כאן את יום שני בלעד. תעשה לי עוד פעם. איך קוראים לשני? איך קוראים לך?
קלמה.
היי לגמר קלמה, יום? הרב עוד.
עוד עוד עוד.
עוד עוד עוד. עוד
עוד
עוד. עוד עוד. Hey, I want to make it fast because I'm saying the whole time and I'm not really just going on it. But let me get to it. You hear, friends, Avraham was shining. You know how much love we have inside? And we never showed outside. You know, there is something in the world which stops us from showing. You know what happens to people who show so much their inside? They send them right straight to Charlotte, right? It's not normal. You're overdoing it while what's going on there. Avraham Mamish had so much love for the world, he was showing it. Yitzchak had so much love for God, he's ready to die for God. Mamish did it. Yaakov Avinu, what was Yaakov Avinu's biggest thing? Yaakov Avinu wants to build Mamish, God's kingdom with children. He Mamish had 12 children who are sitting there. But basically, it all centers around God. Little people in God. We're all kind of something else. You know, the most heartbreaking thing in the world is that Cain and Abel didn't make it. Everybody knows the deepest fixing in the world was when Rochel gave everything up for her sister. Can you imagine how much it took out of her to shine inside? Because a lot of people say, you know, I love you, but I'm not going to give up my life for you. You know what I mean to tell you? I cannot shine my inside into the earth. And here, I want you to open your eyes and give strength. Make it fast. This month is the month of Yisrael. And it's the fixing of the right kingdom. I believe. And again, I don't stop because I'm not a doctor, so I might be off. But see the stuff. The left kidney and the right kidney. You know, it says in Kabbalah, see this, what are the kidneys all about? You know, a lot of times I have good ideas, and I'm not doing anything about it because my kidneys are not strong. The kidneys are the ones
you give me to do it, right? My God, mama's doing it, right? The right kidney is the one who gives me the strength really to do it. The left kidney is the one who gives me the strength not to do it. So you need, you should all be blessed. Moshe, Hari Moshe, Rivam, God should give you Kotke. I told you another story about the Kotke month. So this fixing, this month, is the fixing of the right kidney. You know what I mean? Why isn't your inside charmed to the outside? Why, what are you holding back? Ah, your kidneys are not working right. So this month is the fixing of the right kidney. Now listen to this. This is Mamash Siddhi. Listen to this. Rachel gave over this secret to Leah, right? So Leah is married to Yaakov. Then one day, Reuven finds certain herbs. It's a whole long story. There's a lot of medical talk, which I don't know about. But herbs. He finds herbs, which Mamash helps you to have children. So Rachel says to Leah, give me a little bit. So Leah says, you know, Yaakov Avinu was mamish living with Rachel all the time. From time to time he would visit Leah. But basically his tent, he was living in the tent of Rachel. So Leah said to Rachel, it's true, I have more children than you, but you have Yaakov. Crazy. You have Yaakov, I don't have Yaakov. So Rachel says to Leah, okay, if you give me those herbs, I'm giving him up for you. And I want you to know, I mean, without saying anything bad, all the movie people in Hollywood don't even have this kind of depth. To know what love is all about, to have this kind of, what the Medrash and Zerkor is put into this one night. To this one night. In others, this one night came his soul. And this month is the month of his soul. This is how awesome this is. It is actually the month of Rocha, because Avraham is of Yaakov Rocha. But you know, the 12 months are divided by the 12 tribes. And this month belongs to Yisrael. What's Yisrael? It says, Yoidei Bino Le'idim. And here's the thing to open your heart. The deepest, absolutely deepest intuition in the world. Yisrael has the deepest intuition. Deepest. You know what that means? On the deepest, deepest level. You know, Rachel, can you imagine, Rachel, Mamash, followed her inside of the inside of the inside, and she gave over the secret to Leah. And here, Leah has the spirit to have children. So she says, I'll give it to you, give me something back. So she gave her back Yaakov for one night, and that night was Yisrael. What's Yisrael all about? Do you know what intuition is? Intuition is the gut. To listen to the inside. We all have it. Remember learning? Everybody, you think Isaiah and Jeremiah, the prophets, and we are garbage collectors? We are the same people. Remember, Rav Nachman says, you always think Avraham Avinu was a different person than I. Avraham Avinu woke up in the morning, he washed his face. Avraham Avinu went to the bathroom. Our holy mother, Sarah, went to the bathroom. They're living human beings like all of us, right? But Gevar, that they have guts. Gevar, that they have kidneys, right? The Mamash did. Keep going on. Thank you. You know how deep this is? Wow. I want you to know that Yisachar was always the head of the holy cause in Yerushalayim. You know what to judge a person? A person comes to me and there are two witnesses that say this person is the biggest thief in the world. So if I listen to the outside, I say this is the biggest criminal in the world. If I listen to my intuition, I think I say, listen, brother witnesses, you might have good eyes, but I have some intuition. And deep is deep. I know something you'll never know. And you know that deciding which day should be Rosh Chodesh is getting around the depths was up to Yisroch. Yisroch was that he knew exactly when the new month begins. You know what it is? What is the moon? Why do we count after the moon? We should celebrate Rosh Chodesh when the moon is full. You know, our new month begins when the moon is just one little ray of light shining, and here we're jumping, it's a new month. It's a new moon. We should say a new moon when the moon is full, right? When is for us the moon full? When is for us a new moon? One ray of light. One ray. You know, the question is, when you see one ray of light in an other human being, what do you do? And the master of this kind of debt was Yisachar. And you know when he got it? See, Leah gave Rachel herbs to have Yosef, and Rachel gave her back. The year this month is mamish everything. On one hand, it's Sfiras HaOmer, the month of glowing, that mamish the inside is shining to the outside. And mamish, you know, after Pesach, the God fixes my inside so much, I shouldn't wake up the next morning and be the same. Mamish, working yourself for 49 days until your outside is completely filled with what you have inside. On the other hand, it's mamish of Rav Yitzchak Yaakov. Mamish was shining into the world. It's the month of healing everything. You know what's between people? What's the deepest healing? The deepest healing is if in their daily life, their inside shining into the world. Why God forbid, God bless you. What is dying all about? That suddenly my outside connected from my inside. My body is disconnected from my soul, right? You know, Elijah the prophet lives forever. You know why? Because Elijah the prophet is the one man who mamish has it mamish completely under control. The inside and the outside together. Why is he making peace between parents and children? Because you know what's with parents is? When they're bad to their children, their outside is not connected to them. Let me tell you a sad story. One of the kids left in San Francisco, it's a long story, I'm giving you this one part, went away from home. His father is president of a big temple. His mother is president of Hadassah. Very outstanding people. They give $10 million for Israel, but they're not taking care of their own children. The boy is 15 years old. He's running away from home. So what's the father doing? Call the police, which I understand. In the meantime, the boy, who was talking to me all the time, came to my house, to the house we live in prayer, and he stayed in my room. I said, listen, brother, forget it, I'll take care. That night was a big wedding. Not my wedding on the house we live in prayer, but like this great wedding in this big Reform temple. And the father of this boy was bragging, telling everyone that his son ran off from home, he called the police and going to knock his head in. I said to him, listen brother, when your child is sick, are you calling the police or are you calling your dad? He said, you know something? Your relationship to your son is sick. You don't call the police, you call me, you call the doctor. He says, I'll tell you, I'll make a deal with you. I know where your son is. is under my wing, and I forbid you, to come to Bowser until I give you the okay. Okay. Okay, I tell the boy, you know, as soon as your parents love you, maybe on the outside they don't show it. I worked with them for 2 weeks, I called up the mother, and I said, do me one favor. When you come, after 2 weeks, you know, boy needed a little rest from his parents. I said, when you come, please, just tell him you love him. So suddenly, why did you run away? How could you do this? We had to call the... Forget it. And the boy said, I really don't want to see my parents, you know, they're going on my nerves. Anyway, and 1 hour before they came, I called them, I said, please, I'm begging you. This boy is shivering and said, be good to him. Listen to this. The mother walks in. And she said, couldn't you take a haircut before we come? The father says, you need a shoe shine. And then he didn't say one good word, don't hug him, don't kiss him, and then let loose, how could you run away? I tell you what, I'm not really in the custom of throwing out people from my room. This time I did. I grabbed the mother with her long hearing, just from beauty parlor, I grabbed her by her ear, and it's here. I said, friend, if you want to kill your son, come to my room. Get out of here. What's their problem, man? You think inside they don't love their son? They do. But you are the saddest. But then the outside, their son, because he's a rich man, his son has to have a haircut or a shoe shine. Who gives a damn about a shoe shine? You know what Eliyahu HaNavi is all about? Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's shining in. Stop disconnecting the outside from the inside. You know why is Elijah the prophet in charge of husband and wife, shalom bayit? You know why a lot of people, I don't want to say anything bad, but a lot of people, what's their problem, men or women, what's their problem? Their outside does not shine. The inside doesn't shine to the outside. So here comes Yisroel. Listen to this, some of you. Yisrocha Yoide bin Levi. If you know something else between people, you have to know exactly. It's not enough that my inside is shining to the outside. Madge, I love this girl very much. In my outside is shining, my inside to my outside, I love her. But you have to know when you tell her. Even between parents and children. I don't fall about my daughter everywhere. The moment when it's time to kiss, maybe it's moment not to kiss. The moment. You know, God didn't take us to Mount Sinai. Oh, let's take them to Mount Sinai. God knew exactly when Mount Sinai. God knew exactly when it's time for Pesach, when it's for Shavuot, when it's time for Shabbos. And this he saw. Listen to this in a nutshell. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Rochel, the months of healing, the months of fixing the right kidney. The right kidney is so important. Not only what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. I need you to suffer all the time for my kidneys, right? Because my kidneys, then, okay, now is the time, right? Do it now. And then it's Yisrocha. And Yisrocha is the gift which Rochel gave to Leah. It was Leah's gift. And you know what the deepest depth is? So, Leah gave Rochel children, but Leah gave her back. Not only the image of Rochel, how her infant was sharing it with the other man. That there's something even deeper than outside, instead of being connected. You know, they exist. Why is Leah the master of the time? There is nothing in the world more earth-shaking than to know exactly the time of Mashiach is coming. Give up. Wow, that's awesome. Nobody knows it. And this is what Leia's all about. But I want you to know, this month, in order for us to be MCV, you have to have a little Mashiach there. In your own private life, you have to know exactly what it does. And now I want you to know something. First of all, Mama Shulis, I want you to know, I'm sure you know that, beyond knowing how much your grandmother's taught. Listen, anybody in the world could have a granddaughter like Louise. Well, then, this is only in this world. But imagine in heaven, right? And everything was completely different. You know, in heaven, they don't have microscopes. I don't know how they have a microscope, how big that is. But the microscope in heaven, you know? You think this person is good in heaven? Wow. You think this person is beautiful in heaven? And Dovital, you'll never know how much Vivian mother's brother. So first of all, I'd like to welcome you. That's your outfit and the show. And you told me before that you were talking before. You know, from the inside the show and the outside, I think, so long. See, on Pesach, we got us jumping over the gate. We don't need gates anymore. You know? Just everything is going straight. And I think you know something else. By the world, to be in touch with people who are on the other side of life looks crazy, right? Because their own inside and outside is not connected. How much more not to be connected someone is in heaven or somewhere else, right? But if your mom is connected, why can't I be connected to somebody else? And do you know, the Gemara says, how far heaven is different. It's less than between one and heaven. It's less than between one and heaven. Someone says, see, okay, your grandmother is living in another world. How far? We have no idea how the people who leave this world look like it. Awesome. And you know what says of Sweden? On the country, when people are alive, you're never there, folks, because you're living in a finite world. I'm here, you're there. I remember one time, everybody should have the privilege of living with their wives forever. Said enough, you know, the little Bella never said, the mama never said, the world, I was saying, I say to Dovital, you know, Bella said, to Dovital, until now, when people ask you where Ilana is, sometimes you would say, I know where she is, and sometimes you would say, I don't know where she is. From now on, Saturday night, we always know where she is. She is not a paradise. So, you know, maybe there was times when you don't know exactly what your grandmother's doing. But at least from now on, it's all time for that. You don't know where she is. So I'm just glad. And the second biggest consolation is, she is never so close. And we all bless you that whatever your grandmother is blessing you tonight, it should be good. Okay, I want to sing a little song, then I know the heat and the little one says the holy word. The holy word. Chaim,
Chaim.
Shay, you missed the deepest stuff. Ishbut Tzor, here. I'm absolutely crying.
Okay,
I'm
going to have to tell you later.
Gewalt Teures, no? Okay, friends, just a few more minutes. Sing a good song. Another East one. All of us to Shilachan later in a few minutes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.